So thanks, everybody, for being on time. So tonight we're going to start by reading the Heart Sutra and then just do a short meditation until Geshe-la arrives. So if you turn to page 76 in the Gold Prayer Book, we'll do the Heart Sutra through the part with the claps. And if you want to take just a moment to set an intention for both reading this, doing the meditation for class, and if we include to reach enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings, then that will help keep that merit all the way through until we've actually done that. So, okay, page 76. The Heart of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. I prostrate to the Arya Triple Gem. Thus did I hear at one time the Bhagwan was dwelling on Mass of Vultures Mountain in Rajgira together with a great community of monks and a great community of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Bhagwan was absorbed in the concentration on the categories of phenomena called profound perception. Also at that time, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara looked upon the very practice of the profound perfection of wisdom and beheld those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Then, through the power of Buddha, the Venerable Shariputra said this to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara: how should any son of the lineage train who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom? He said that, and the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara said this to the Venerable Sharadvatiputra: Shariputra, any son of the lineage or daughter of the lineage who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom should look upon it like this, correctly and repeatedly beholding those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form is also not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, likewise, all phenomena are emptiness, without characteristic, unproduced, unceased, stainless, not without stain, not deficient, not fulfilled. Shariputra, therefore, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no visual form, no sound, no odor, no taste, and so on, up to including no mind element and no mental conscious element. There is no ignorance, no extinction of ignorance, and so on, up to and including no aging and death, and no extinction of aging and death. Similarly, there is no suffering, origination, cessation, and path. There is no exalted wisdom, no attainment, and also no non-attainment. Shariputra, therefore, because there is no attainment, Bodhisattvas rely on and dwell in the perfection of wisdom, the mind without obscuration and without fear. Having completely passed beyond error, they reach the end point of nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times also manifestly completely awaken to unsurpassable, perfect, complete enlightenment in reliance on the perfection of wisdom. Therefore, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the unsurpassed mantra, the mantra equal to the unequaled, the mantra that thoroughly pacifies all suffering, should be known as truth, since it is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is declared, Tayata om gate gate para gate para sam gate bodhisoha. Shariputra, the bodhisattva, mahasattva, should train in the profound perfection of wisdom like that. Then the Bhagwan arose from the concentration and commended the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara, saying, well said, son of the lineage, it is like that. It is like that. One should practice the profound perfection of wisdom, just as you have indicated, even the Tathagatas rejoice. The Bhagavan, having thus spoken, the Venerable Sharadvatiputra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara, and those surrounding in their entirety, along with the world of gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, were overjoyed and highly praised, that spoken by the Bhagavan. I and all surrounding sentient beings go for refuge to the Buddha, go for refuge to the Dharma, go for refuge to the Sangha. We prostrate to the Great Mother, Prajna Paramita, surrounded by all children and by the assemblies of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the 10 directions. By depending on my prostrations to all of you, may these words of truth be actualized. In the past, the Deva King Indra dispelled the Maras by reflecting on the profound meaning of the wisdom gone beyond and reflecting the profound words in daily recitation. In that same way, I also reflect on the profound meaning of the Great Mother, Prajna Paramita, and recite the profound words in daily recitation. May all diseases, spirit possessions, bad conditions, all negative directions that happens due to past karma and immediate conditions, may all this be dispelled. May it become non-existent. May it be pacified. Well said, well said. And so we have just a few minutes, let's see, maybe 10 or 12 until Geshe-la should be here. I found a meditation, and I want to do full disclosure here that I have not done this meditation, so I'll be doing it the first time with y'all. But I found this one from FPMT's Discovering Buddhism at Home material for their Wisdom of Emptiness module. So I thought this is a short version of the four-point analysis, so I thought that might be interesting to try. So I'll apologize just ahead of time that, you know, I'm not terribly familiar with this. So so I'm going to just do, before we actually do the meditation, I'm going to do just a quick reading of how they've laid out the four points as a refresher for us. So they say the four points with respect to the person are: one, identifying the person as it is misconceived by ignorance. Two, deciding that if the person existed the way it is misconceived, then it must be findable either in relation to the body-mind complex or independently of this complex. Three, proving that such a person is not findable in relation to the body-mind complex. And four, proving that such a person is not findable independent of the body-mind complex. So hopefully, even though it's different words, that might sound familiar to what Shankha's been leading. So take just a minute to straighten your back and adjust your posture. If you want to refresh any motivation you set just a couple minutes ago. And then we'll start by identifying the object to be negated by this analysis. Bring to mind thoughts of yourself. Include thoughts where you take yourself seriously. If someone called you a thief, how would you feel? If someone called you stupid, would you feel like an empty construct? If you saw U.S. Treasury employees burn bales of retired old $20 bills, would you feel that great wealth was going up in smoke? Those pieces of paper are only $20 bills if the U.S. Treasury designates them as such. Likewise, we are merely designated by thought, but there are occasions when we feel concrete. Try to remember or imagine such an occasion, and take just a minute to think about that. Once your identity appears, decide that if this exists concretely, then it must be findable either with the body or mind, or independently of the body or mind. If it exists concretely, it must be findable either with the body or mind, or independently of the body or mind. So now analyze your body. Is it the body? If not, check if it is a part of your body. Check from the top of your head to your toes. Ask ask the question, am I the same as this in every way? If you cannot find the body or any of its parts the same as yourself, then conclude that I am not findable in the body. Now analyze your mind. Question, am I identical with my mind? Am I identical with a part of my mind? Apply this analysis as described in the teachings. When you are certain that you are not identical with the mind or a part of the mind, then conclude that you cannot be found in the mind. Now, analyze if you're identical with the combination of your body and mind. Use examples to look for differences. For example, you can touch yourself by placing your finger on your arm, but is this the same as touching the combination of your body and mind? It isn't, is it? See if you can find another example. When you are certain that you are not identical with the combination of your body and mind, determine that you are not findable in the body or the mind or both. Now, analyze if you exist independently of your body or mind. Imagine removing all your attributes that are also attributes of your body and your mind. Then, when you look to see what's left, ask yourself if this is you. Determine that you are not findable independently of the body or mind. Through this analysis, you may notice a discovery that what you expected to be there is not there. Focus on the absence of the inherently existent person. Focus on the absence of the inherently existent person. Do not forget this. Do not let your mind stray. Do not loosen your grip on this emptiness. Hold it as long as you can. When you lose it, try to recall it just by the power of memory. And if this does not work, repeat the analysis until you're aware of the emptiness of the inherently existent person. Now you can bring your attention back to the room. And the suggested dedication here says, please dedicate your effort to understand emptiness to achieve supreme Buddhahood so that you will be able to perfectly fulfill the welfare of each and every living being. There's an interesting note here. It says, between sessions, be mindful of yourself as a mere construct and compare this with how you normally appear, especially after this, especially apply this when confronted with strong emotions. And they have a note here about the fear. It says, incidentally, if you experience fear during these meditations that you may not exist, don't worry. This is actually a good sign. It means that you're touching the concept that clings to your existence as if it was inherently the case. Imagine those liberated yogis who know who they are and what they are not. They know that they are not their bodies and seem to wear their bodies like a mechanic wears latex gloves. They know that their bodies have an occasional purpose, and once that purpose is met, it can be discarded like old greasy latex gloves. So, I thought that was worth noting. Well, thanks for playing along. I'm assuming Geshe will be here any second. Okay, we'll start with the seven limb prayer on page 35. Gosum gupe gone chak te hello ngusha mi chu chu tri malu bu to Sadi tu tam che sha ke pa ye wa nam la je ra ko wa ma tong ba du le ju ne dro lo ju turn to page 97 for the short mandala offering. Sashi Suki Jushi Meto Sangye Jin.
Good evening. Welcome back to Heart Sutra. Heart Sutra class. I think like how to so this part, you know, like when you recite in Heart Sutra, also this part of the Heart Sutra, you know, is associated with the path of meditative, So there's general explanation and like, then like particular explanations, you know, how to gomlamla latsul. Latsul means like how to practice, how to meditate on emptiness when you reach path of meditative. Okay, when you achieve path of meditative. General explanations, so we are still in general explanations. So then here, so today the general explanations are related to the 12 links. 12 links, right? That's where we stop. After the 12 links. The 12 links, these are the expansion of Four Noble Truth. Expansion of Four Noble Truth. Right? So there's no ignorance, no existence of extinction of ignorance. So. And so on up to and including no aging, no death, no extinction of no aging and death. So, So means like it's not correct to say the 12 links is the expansion of Four Noble Truth. But Four Noble, the 12 links is now coming from Four Noble Truth, Four Noble Truth, coming from Four Noble Truth. So nothing much to say here, nothing much to say. So 12 links, I already explained long time ago based on the paintings. I already explained that. Six cause, six result. Six cause and six result. They become 12 links. So, So now move to the next one. 12 links, nothing much to say. The wheel of life, that's called wheel of life. Also ignorance, then. Because of ignorance, that there's second one, Mari Dujje. Second one is like actions or karma. The third one, the consciousness where the karma goes on. So there's the three. Cause at the beginning, so then there's last three cause, then that determines what kind of rebirth you'll take, so. There's like, there's text called Dendel. Dendel means like dependent arising or dependent originations. You know, there's commentary composed by Lama Jesumba, who wrote all the textbooks for the Sanatana Monastery. That's where we study. So he has text called Dendel. So there's the details, you know, explanations like how long it takes to complete 12 links. You can complete, to complete the maximum, it takes three lifetimes to complete. Can be complete within two lifetimes. The maximum, it goes to during the session of the discovery. Within three lifetimes, then the whole 12 link will be complete. Minimum. It takes like minimum like 3 years to complete all the training. So you can create the karma here. There's three causes, you know, out of ignorance, not necessarily out of anger. Or ignorance, you created some, you know, some acts you reacted. You act, and there's no reaction, that's called karma. So you do that out of ignorance, mainly out of ignorance, then the karma has been created, you know, so that the karma, the minute, like moment after that, you know, the actions, moment, next moment, it becomes tendency, then the tendency goes on, let's say, generally speaking, goes on consciousness, which continues life after life. So there's no base, also the base of karma, also, according to mindfulness school, they call something different, Tathagika, mere self, that's the mere self, this comes from life from before this, is here, and it goes life after this, no? Mere self. Not necessarily the Gishigelek, but Gishigelek's mere self, you know, Gishigelek, the self, the mere self, that's the base of the karma. So then according to the mind on the school, that's called Kushi Old Base, that's name, particular name called Old Base, something like that. So there are three causes, you know, create out of anger, out of attachment, out of ignorance, you know, did something, say something, or thought something, or maybe did something, you know, physically or something, then karma, then second moment become tendency, then the tendency goes on to the base. So this is a trick, causal. Three causes at the beginning. So let's say, oh, you create the cause to be born in form realm. I said you create the cause to become human again. You create the cause. So then at the end, you know, so then something happens, that determined cause. So then that fertilizing the seed, even though there's unconsciousness, there's so many of them already there, you know, so many of them. Imagining, like, if the life has no beginning, so then based on that, then how many cities there, so hard to imagine, there's so many of them. So instead of fertilizing the seed that you created to become human next life, so the last moment something happened, then, you know, so then maybe you planted a seed, you fertilize a seed that will, you know, as not in a northern world, but, you know, some other human world. So Northern has the, for example, the Northern world, that's the human that we are, you know, there's other like, when you look at the mandala, you know, the east, west, north, south, all this human continent, you know, there's all human lives there, not just, so maybe slow scientists will find, maybe no, so now they are finding different planets. So maybe, you know, we are not only human according to Buddhist cosmology. There are, you know, other human realms, like the other human realms. So. There are part of size of their body. Size of their body is like much twice as bigger than us. There's three other human realms. So then, you know, you plant the seed on that, so then you will be born there. So now the karma that you created in this life is kind of postponed. Doesn't mean they disappear. No, once it becomes a tendency, unless you purify them, or you, if the positive karma, you don't need to purify. If the negative karma, if you don't purify, it will be continued. So now the creating the karma to be born as a human in this world, and that karma somehow didn't get fertilized at the end of the life, and some other seeds, like probably that tendency has been fertilized, then you're born in form realm or maybe other human realms. So that karma is now on hold. So maybe next life can be fertilized, and others can fertilize that. So then there's charges. So there's like one set of trailing one set. It's all like human, you know, it's not like, okay, different like types of beings, but human, 12 links, it will take minimum to complete that, takes three lifetimes. Oh, then that's how you, so that's just, you know, like, roughly explanation, so, then, so now the phone number two, similarly, there's no suffering, originations, cessations, and the path. So these are all the general explanation about how to do meditate on, how to meditate on emptiness, on the path of meditated. So there's general explanation, Lamme, Goba Lamme. So now, as I mentioned before, when you say no ignorance, no sufferingness, no independent existence suffering, no inherent suffering. So there's suffering that's dependent. There's no independent. It's dependent. No dependent suffering. Well, when you say no suffering means no independent existent sufferings or no inherent suffering, because you need to add that on. Oh? Otherwise it goes against the reality. No? So there is suffering. No? I just want to read this, Chukila kindly, probably found each time I'm looking for Chukila found this. So now see here, this stanza commonly recited before the Heart Sutra, before you recite Heart Sutra. Masam jime shala parvasi, majin lena nangwe wo, suzo rangri, yichu yo chumi jare lu chate los, said like Buddha's son composed this stanza. Buddha's composed that. I pay homage to the sublime mother of all the victorious one of three times. Victorious refers to enlightened beings. Three times, not just present, the past, and the future. So, Vijaya Buddha says, the future Buddha, maybe a lot of you are already included there, so maybe only a matter of time. So, what is it? Masam Jume Ishara Parashi. So, look at this. I pay homage to the sublime mother of all the victorious ones of three times. The inexpressible. No? See, can't really. Word is not enough to explain emptiness. That's what it means. Inexpressible. So, inconceivable. Ma. Word, that's ma. Some. Inconceivable. Ma. Some. J. Indescribable. Perfection of wisdom. So, ma sam jeme. You can't explain. If you saw emptiness, even though you want to explain exactly how you experience, you can't. See, Masam jeme. There's so much you can say in the world. You will experience, if you meditate on, read about emptiness, think about emptiness on a daily basis, if you meditate on, you will gain experience. But that experience is inexpressible, inconceivable, indescribable, professional wisdom. No? Which is unborn, unceasing, and has the nature of space. Masam jeme shara parashi maje manga namge mosh. Maje manga mosh. In which is the object of the perceptions of self-aware premortal wisdom. Primordial wisdom. So, maybe now it's time to take a long break from the Kadamba Center because English got really tired now. This is kind of like interesting because I do know this word express, conceive, describe, but when you add another word, so then my English finished. So my English is inexpressible, inconceivable, undescribable. So that's my English, like emptiness. Sometimes it sounds good, sometimes it sounds kind of not good at all. only. Only to the mother of the victors of three times, to the perfection of wisdom beyond thought and expressions, you know, beyond thought. Unborn, unceasing in the nature of space, the object of excel wisdom which knows itself. So, this is good. So this is very good passage for me. It's very easy to read, but this is probably no more elaborate. This is really good. So, Maham Jinne, Shara Parvati, Majin Menga, Nabi Mohi, Suzarang, Nijayana, Chatharu, so you just pay homage to that. As homage to the primordial wisdom. Primordial wisdom. Primordial wisdom, yeah. Which is the mother of all the victors of three times. So, so what is it? So just want to share that with you if you're interested. So Chukila has now. Okay, so then Dumbasya Topji Dhyabha, Trubha Topji Lamji Ngo Minawa, Trilami Ngo Minawa Dhyabha, there's no excel wisdoms. So that's the, like the path that you know, lead all the way to probably, so that probably refers to all the path of meditative, path of seeing, path of preparation, path of accumulation, refers to all of them, eventually lead you all the way to know that the result is the full enlightenment, okay? Jumba, the project is now the number 7, we are still on the, how is the general explanation about how to meditate on emptiness when you achieve path of meditative, so. Number 10, now the result, number 3, now 7, number 2, probably the last one. Number the general you know, explanation of how to meditate on emptiness when you achieve path of meditative. No attainment also non-attainment. This is all like independent, inherent, you have to keep that in your mind, okay, no? The Nipa Cheva Doje Dabalapsunji, Cheva Junde Doje Dabalapsunji, no? So now this is the last stages of sentient beings. This is the last stages. After that, you know, enlightened, after that, that's the last stages of, you know, being sentient beings, you know, being sentient beings. So then after that, no longer sentient beings, enlightened beings, so. So this is 10th Bhumi, 10th Bhumi, the 10th Bhumi, that's the last 10th Sachiva, 10th Bhumi. Shariputta, therefore, because there's no attainment, Bodhisattva rely on and dwell in the perfection of wisdom, you know. Shariputta, don't know, Chajisamba, Toba Mevesi, Shariputta, Tinjinede, so now that complete out of five paths, path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of seeing, path of meditative, it's all, it's complete now, that's complete. So now, what's left? Path beyond learning. In the Buddhist path, and you are in the path beyond milanam, then there's enlightenment, oh? So I'll just read, there's nothing much explained, okay, just read, so then it's almost finished now. So then after that, then I will explain, we'll talk a little bit about emptiness again. So now how to practice the emptiness on when you achieve path beyond learning. There you go, milop lam. Milop beyond learning, milop lam. The mind without obscurations and without fear, having completely passed beyond error, they reach the end of the point of nirvana. Similar, divamita tava metas. Divamita tava metas. Why no fear? Because no attachment. No. fear generated by attachment. If there's no attachment, there will be no fear. Tere sir jibam me ji je tawam de chi le sin de nyangal de ta jo ni ba te ni ni ba te ni sa je de de ba de ba ni so so now that very that all the ni ba te ni so now the, after that all the Buddhas who dwell in the three times so also the three times also manifestly completely awakened to unsurpassable perfect complete enlightenment in the reliance on the professional wisdom. So all three times of Buddhas, three times enlightened beings, heavily rely on this, you know, wisdoms, you know, here, wisdom refers to wisdom realizing emptiness, you know, ultimate truth. So that's how they get enlightened, heavily rely on that wisdom, which is considered sometimes, considered according to the stanza, is considered as the mother of all enlightened beings from three times. Tisum, Deveyum, Tisum, three times. Yawa, victor, one. Yum, mother. Mother of all the victors from three times. That, you know, emptiness. Tisum, Deveyum. Mahamudra, Dzogchen, all different names. Same, it's emptiness. Emptiness. The wisdom realized emptiness, the same. So now this is all above that Heart Sutra, main, that like a big portion of the Heart Sutra is dedicated to, how to say, there are two types of being, like slow learner sound doesn't sound good. So then somebody said something else, I don't remember, what do you say?
Ordinary being.
Probably this sounds, for me it sounds worse. So, somebody, you know, like, without reason you just believe, that's the one way of becoming slow learner. It doesn't mean, slow learner here doesn't mean, you know, like, if you believe in something without much reason, then you consider, you know, like, until they always analyze, you know, then once they believe, nobody can shake their faith, because that faith is grounded in, deeply grounded reason. So say, okay, there's many, many different ways, I just said, also, you know, based on amount of merit that you created, you know. If you don't have much merit, also that's another way to consider you are kind of slow learner. It's not necessarily intellectual things. You understand? Intellectual things. So there's also many components, you know. The amount of merit, you know, then, so there's many different components. So anyway, from beginning to here, this is all dedicated to that. Ordinary being, that. So now this is then what you call extraordinary being.
I can't remember if they said superior.
No. PhD professor or doctor? Huh? No. Faster, sharp.
Faculty practitioner.
Yeah, sharp faculty practitioner. That's very, very literally translated the word onne. Own, this faculty, this owner, you know, so that's very literally translated, this word owner, own to, it's called ordinary being. So then they change translations. So there's no faculty at all. First one, there's no faculty. The second one, there's faculty, you know, so, but both words, Tibetan has faculty, but the first one, there's no faculty. I'm not sure where it went. First one, what's it called?
Ordinary being.
Yeah, ordinary being, yeah. Of course, we are here studying emptiness. The word doesn't matter, you know. We are studying emptiness. It's just perceptions. It's just perceptions, you know. And it's like illusion. It is like illusions, you know. It's just perception. It's just illusions. So we just made it up. It doesn't like inherently become like slow learner or quick learner. It's just level. It's just level. So.
So if I hear you right, then a slow learner is really someone who's just less curious. They're not
analyzing. That's one way to say it. There's many components. Not analyzing. Yeah, just believing in something because of culture or society or friend or family. Like, then there's another group of people, every single thing they analyze, you know. So then from there, when they develop some kind of faith, that's really grounded in, like, reason. So that's like, become unshakable. No matter what people say, you know, you're not going to change because you already found the reason, you know. Huh? Oh, whatever you say, a dual faculty disciple, so. Yeah. Better to use the word that you don't know. Use the Tibetan word.
Yeah.
That nobody knows, you know, so. See? That's what I mean, you know, it's just, ongtu. When I say ongtu, you don't, it doesn't matter for you, it doesn't matter. Ongtu. So then, you know, it is like illusion, it's just perception. So anyway, so that's the real point here. So then, like, people like who are curious want to analyze because they probably gain so much knowledge because they analyze, they read. And the way to analyze is you have to rely on knowledge. If there's no knowledge, then you can't analyze, right? So you already know much, you know, so then you don't need much more explanation. You just say a few words. That's enough for you, you know, so because you already have the foundation, so. So now this one, onyology, chinyumu, lentaba la nyisya, ngaji chawata debe, ngami tempa, so now it talks about the mantra, heart sutra, mantra, oh. So that's the explanation of the heart sutra or emptiness for, you know, sharp faculty person. sharp faculty being faculty?
Practitioner.
Sharp faculty practitioner. Then, therefore, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, you know, the mantra of the great knowledge. You can say a mantra of the perfection of wisdom, mantra of the great knowledge, unsuppressed mantra, and the mantra equal to the unequal, the mantra that thoroughly pacify all the sufferings, should be known as the truth, since it is not false. See, the mantra of perfection of wisdom, mantra of great knowledge, lama medena, unsurpassed mantras, minyamba de nyambena, so then, mantra equal to the unequal, then what's the mantra? The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is declared Teya Pause, Teya Ta, Om Gate Gate, Par Gate, Pasam Gate Pose, then Teya Pause, Teya Ta means likewise, likewise, or as like this, Teya Pause, Gate, Gate, Par Gate, Pasam Gate, Bodhiya Sova, so that five path we've been talking. Path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of seeing, path of meditation, path of learning. Daya pa, there's nothing, just like this. Om, that's the beginning of mantra, or you can say, ah, u, ma, become om, symbolize body, speech, and mind. Body, speech, and mind. Oh. See, according to this 100,000 collection of mantra, that books is composed by one of the lamas, according to that books, you know, even just saying word Om, there's so much benefit, because these are sacred word, sacred word Om. Oh. So Om, you know, there are three syllables, A, U, Ma. A symbolize body, U symbolize speech, Ma symbolize mind, the body, speech, and mind, you know. Just saying the one word, Om, body, speech, and mind. Om is here. God there, so now path of accumulations. God is here. Again, God there, there's path of preparations. Tara gate, path of seeing. Tara sam gate, path of meditative. Bodhi so that means enlightenment, path beyond learning. So that's the mantra. So, if you don't have much time, you can just say the mantra, you can say whole Heart Sutra, you can just, this is the summary of the Heart Sutra, you can just say, Teyata, Om Gata Gat. Paragat, Parasamgat, Bodhi, Soha. If there's not much time to say it, Heart Sutra. And also, if you feel like there's some kind of obstacle, some kind of like negative energy floating in your space or room, wherever, then you just say, Deyapa, Om Gadagade, Paragat, Parasamgat, Bodhi, Soha. Then just think about emptiness. Just think about emptiness. So then, because this is the main subject of this mantra is emptiness. So emptiness, wisdom realizing emptiness or understanding of emptiness will cut of the root of the samsara. So that means all the problems, all the complications, including fear, no? Everything will be eliminated because it will eliminate the root of all the problems. Om. Gade gade, par gade, par sam gade, bodhi, so. If you have time, you can visit the house. If not, then you can just do it. Then, so now the last part of the Heart Sutra, Shiva changes Labha Dhamma, changes Labha Dhamma, so. So, Sharifu, Chanju Samba, Samba Chimba, Tata Sharifu Chimba, Samba Lava Chavo, Samba, Tembe Chinju Chimba, Sharifu Chinju Samba Chimba, Tata Sharifu Chimba, Samba Lava Chavo. Bhagavad Gita, our Lord is saying this, Sharifu, the Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, Bodhi, no, refers to enlightened beings, Sattva means being who strive for enlightenment, then the Bodhisattva. Maha, you know, Mahatma Gandhi, Maha means big, you know, great, Mahasattva. Because you have this incredible mind, you know, you possess this incredible mind. Even just like intellectually, it's hard to understand this, how in the world that somebody will generate that kind of mind. It's even like practically, it's hard to understand, like. Dage Ludans, Soda Longelas, Dage Ludans, Da, my body, Dage, my body, Longe, my possession, my life, Junduce, Samadandis, someone's there, being difficulties for your body, your life, your possessions, not just once in a while, all the time. All the time, not just once in a while. All the time, you know, no break. Dāgī lūdā sūdā lūdā jūdā sīvā sāmbā tāngdēsī. Dāgī mīnī jūvā tādās. And they're saying nasty thing about you, criticizing you, you know. Dāgī sākbara māshī chām jūjī, so. So if you are Bodhisattva, you know, you love that person more than your own mother. Can you imagine? How in the world that practically you can develop that kind of mindset, you know. So if you have that kind of mindset, there'll be no problem at all. There'll be no problem, you know. So that's like incredible, you know, incredible, like powerful mind. So it's almost like nuclear bomb. So powerful, you know. Dagi Luda Sudan Lonjula Juno said something. Dala Minijo was a Daniel Hammer Marshi Chamjujis. That you love that person more than your own mother, you know. You don't stop there, then dug it, and that would be done by Tavish. Then not long that you'd help that person to generate, you know, the same mindset that what you call bodhicitta, you help that person to generate bodhicitta. Then you try to lead the beings to all the way to enlightenment. So, see, so... So, you know, you read about bodhicitta, it's like this very, very powerful mind, bodhicitta, and it's a very, very powerful mind. Yeah, it's like kind of mind-blowing. So there are bodhisattvas, you know. It's not like there are no bodhisattvas. There are bodhisattvas, you know. Because most of the problems is coming from mind. Our thinking is very weak. Our thinking is very weak, you know. Sorry to say, but our thinking is weak. That's why it makes us very vulnerable, you know. Even just some words, some looks, you get hurt. It's because of somebody's looks. So our mind, our thinking is very weak, you know. If our thinking is powerful as a bodhisattva, nobody can harm. Nobody can harm. You're willing to live in the fire pit. You're willing to live in the fire pit. Eons and eons just to save one sentient being. Can be cockroach, one piece of cockroach. You have that much power in your mind, you know. Not talking about staying outside in the rain, the fire pits. Not just 1 second. Eons and eons, just to save one sentient being. You have that much mental power, you know. Who can harm you? Nobody. Nobody can harm you. Or look, you know, like saying something. How you say?
Rolls off your back.
Huh?
Rolls off your back.
Yeah, bodhisattvas, they really do. They rolls up, how you say?
It rolls off their back.
Yeah, it rolls off their back. Well, that doesn't mean they have no sympathy. Yeah, they have feelings. But you know, like, so very, very powerful mind, you know. So that's why it's called, it's like horse. According to Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, it's like horse. If you manage to ride that horse will bring you to happiness. Very true. Very, very true. Then Shanita was wondering if somebody has mind, why you discourage to ride that horse? Why you discourage? Because that horse will bring you to happiness, no? Chanju teve chonga kuseve chonga to chonga is chom is like sadness. Or can be depression, you know, sadness, depression, all of that. Probably depression is like probably like heavy. Heavy, probably could be sadness, no? Teve, Chonga Kun says, it eliminated all the sadness, all the depression, everything. Chanju says, Jatashu, you know. Teve, Chonga Kun says, that horse will eliminate all the... Shanti Deva said, the guide of the life, you know. Teve, Chonga Kun says, Chanju says, Jatashu, you know. Then there are the one, severe sushi, you choose. If you have mind, why you get discouraged to ride that horse? No, so that once you manage to ride this horse, it will bring you happiness. So wherever you look, any being that you see is opportunity. Any being that you see that is opportunity from your mind, not necessarily physically doing something, but in your mind, always thinking something very positive, always thinking something. Even though somebody is there to harm you 24 hours, 7 days a week, you don't lose your cool, no? So you love that person more than your mother. Can you imagine that? That's bodhicitta. So the Mahasattva, this is called Maha, is Mahasattva. You know, they are Maha because, you know, like, their goal is to destroy all the disturbing thought of living beings. Not just their disturbing thought. That's their mission, to destroy all the disturbing thought of all living beings. That's their mission, you know. That's why they are there, you know, that's why they practice. So, it's very, very, you know, like, brave, yeah. Sariputta, the Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, should train in the profound professional wisdom like that. So now the Shakyamuni Buddha is like contributing there without saying any word. It's just deep in meditations. And why this Q&A between Shariputra and one of his main disciples and also Avalokiteshvara. While this Q&A is happening and he's in deep in meditation, you know, deep in meditation. So that's what happened. So then the power of the meditation kind of contributed to their conversation. Then the Bhagavan arose from the concentration and commended the Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, Arya Avalokiteshvara, saying, "Well said, well said, son of the lineage, son of the lineage." It is like that. The one should practice the profound professional wisdom, just as you have indicated. Even the Tathagata also refers to enlightened beings, okay? Enlightened beings, same different name, Tathagata, victor ones, you know, all of the fully awakened. These are all the same, the different terms, but same, means same enlightened beings. So. So now the last, that's the second last part. So then all the students, all the audience people, they make kind of commitment, that's exactly what they're going to, you know, to practice. So Shiva Kuri is what I'm doing. Then the Bhagavan, having thus spoken, said, "Venerable Shariputra and the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya, Avalokiteshvara, those surrounding in there, entirely along with the world of God, human, Asura, Gandharvas, and were overjoyed and highly praised." That's spoken by Bhagavan. Bhagavad, the Panchaparamita, Hidraya Sutra, Kimde de Masheri Purushima, Nimu Zozo, Gelon Damambada, Tibas, Gelon Damambada, Bishu, Damambada, probably translated this into Tibetan. So, Heart Sutra is finished. We are all liberated from samsara. What's the emptiness now? No more rebirths. Namo Guru Mazaka Guru, this year of Nibu Tejuri Chavashi, Sijin and Juji Chashimi, the Jugan, the Hamusin, the Jagaki, the Bhagava, the Tanja Paramita, Sidaya, Pegadus, Tunedema, Sidaya Purushima, Nimbo, Nibu Jujan, So now heart stress complete. So traditionally when you give teachings, you know, when you give teachings, then you use this mudra, you know, that's now sometimes everybody does, you know, now a lot of times that nobody really does that, you know. So that's when you look at the Lama Tsongkhapa, that's called teaching mudra. It's called teaching mudra, you know. This probably refers to there's many mudra. This is also called teaching mudra. This is called teaching mudra. So these three fingers symbolize, you know, three wheels that are turned by Shakyamuni Buddha. First wheel, second wheel, third wheel. Or you can say, like, three principal axes of path, you know, renunciation, bodhicitta, emptiness. Like, then there's a wheel, you know. It not just goes out, it also comes in. The very purpose of going out is, you know, so it's not just like this. This is not teaching mudra. It's not teaching mudra. So it's just like that, no? That means to put into practice. No? So then Shakyamuni Buddha, when you see, like, he's sitting like this, this part symbolizes, you know, teachings. Then here, purpose of teaching is to meditate, put into practice. That's why it symbolizes sitting like this, you know. It's not just like something, some kind of sitting style, you know, no meaning, you know. But this is like teaching, then this is like purpose of teaching is to meditate, to put into practice. So, the reason I'm saying this, when you teach Dharma, it's not just teaching, when you sing, or when you're reciting, Sanghata Sutra, Golden Light Sutra, Heart Sutras. Just imagine, you know, that you are reciting in all kind of language. Namul Haike, the language of God, Deva, not like the created. No. Namo is like homage. Namo. Haike, there's no teachings. Traditionally, don't follow the tradition very closely, but you know, like before the teaching, there's many things that you say. There's at least like 10 stanzas that you recite. You just recite, you know. So, and a lot of them is coming from the sutra that talks of a monastic life, Vinayaka Sutras. Vinayaka Sutras, the confession practice that you do two times a month. So there, you know, all the fully ordained monks, then the abbot recite these sutras. And then, you know, that's coming from sutras. So then you recite that. And the end, then you say, you know, namul haiketa, luda nijinkes, no? Haiketa, luda nijinkes, haiketa, and then language of God, luda, nagas, namul haiketa, luda nijinkes. Then language of all, you know, all this, they now say asura, or what this, or the older babies. So just imagine, you know, you just imagine that you are saying, even though you are saying English, but you can imagine that you are saying all kind of language. Maybe there must be some reason, otherwise why they do, you know. So now when you look at the Heart Sutra, in the very end of the Heart Sutra, all these different beings are rejoiced. That means they did hear something. Otherwise, why you just rejoice? Oh. So, you know, some people say, oh, talking to flowers, you know, that flower grows very well if you say a nice word. You remember? Mm-hmm. So, many, many pieces around there, so a lot of them we cannot see. Doesn't mean that they are not there. They are there, but you can see. Do they hear? Of course, how they hear. So, doesn't mean flower itself is being, but maybe that kind of beings that deeply connected with that flower. Who knows, like Madhoda Vinyasa, you know, when you look in the ocean, you know, some of them looks like flower, but when you look very close, it's not flower, it's just some kind of pieces, right? It looks like piece of rock, it's like kind of fish. It looks like flower, or looks like flower. So, only 250 years ago, how much we see? 250 years ago, we don't see much. No, we don't see much. Even though within our human beings, we don't see much. Doesn't mean they are not easy. They are there. You know, we don't see them. So now, how much we see? Now we see much more. Even in the ocean, how much beings we see before? It's just stories. You know, somebody tells stories. It's just stories. Nobody really sees. You know. And like, oh, going beyond ocean, that means you are not going to come back. It's just too, you know, when you read the text, sutras, you know, so and so going beyond ocean, that means now you never come back. Now it's like within 24 hours you go back and forth, 24 hours. So maybe there's so much more to see that haven't seen, you know, like we saw so much that we are not used to see 250 years ago, so much technology has been developed in this country, so this country is like found only 250 years ago, before that. No, so, when I came first in 1999, there's no, so many technologies don't exist. So now, there how many? How much? So, probably there will be much more to see. Maybe we'll probably see, how to say, you know, someday maybe one human being will end up in some other human realms. Which they have only one leg, probably they will think that we are animals, because we have two legs. In our realm, the four legs, we consider them animals. Some other realms, we are considered animals because we have two legs, they only have one leg. Much cheaper to buy shoes. Tsukdiju, that's called Tsukdiju, the name of the place called Tsukdi. Tsukdiju, Ganyimala, maybe just when there are two legs, people go there, they don't consider them human, they consider them just some kind of animals. So much, you know, hasn't been seen not that long ago, 250 years ago. So now how much we see, how much in the ocean, and then on land, all these other animals, you know, before the stories. So there are beings, you know, so then it's good, you know, so people here do recite Heart Sutra, Sangata Sutra, Golden Night Sutra. Then if you imagine, you're saying all kind of language. Then, you know, of course when you get enlightened, you just say one word. You know, people hear different things. Or you are talking about impermanence, somebody heard emptiness, or somebody heard renunciation, somebody heard bodhicitta, but you are saying one word, sujinila, sunida. Just saying one word, but people hear different things. That's the power of, you know, I say power of mind. So, just want to share that with you, you know, like to, how you say, just, you know, good to imagine, just imagine that you are saying this Sangata Sutra, Golden Dhar Sutra, Heart Sutra, whatever Sutra you recite. Just imagine saying this in all kinds of language. All kind of language, you know, so that's the way to get married. Okay. Then, so maybe then, you know, if you're very interested, then maybe reading the books of emptiness written by His Holiness Dalai Lama. So then I think, you know, His Holiness if His Holiness does not have realization of emptiness, then I don't know who has. You know, so like when you listen to his teachings, that especially when you talk about emptiness and bodhicitta, it's much, much different than anybody else talking about emptiness and bodhicitta. So, you know, every word is like kind of like carries some weight. You know, so, and Lama Tsongkhapa, of course, not Lama Tsongkhapa, so unfortunately didn't have to a chance to see him in person, but you know, his work is still around, so, and maybe reciting, like reading that, you know, like once a week, or hopefully, you know, it's the good thing, but there's not, you have to think about emptiness, not just say some words, but you know, then saying words is better than nothing. So emptiness, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa has a praise to.
In present dependent origination.
So, and just, you know, to create the seeds, just create the seeds within your mind stream. So maybe you need to do something, rather than nothing, you need to do something. If you really think, oh, this is the way to cut the root of all the problems, then maybe, you know, verbally, like mentally, whatever ways we can create some connection with the teaching of emptiness, maybe just saying something every day, or maybe reading something, you know, about emptiness a little bit every here, there. So maybe that's the way, that's the best. Practically, we can, maybe not you, we, but you know, that's the practically the best thing I can do as a, the best of my capability, just read, you know, every day, said, recite something. Then thinking, not all the time thinking, but sometimes thinking, you know, like right before the class, there's one textbook that Lama Tsongkhapa wrote about emptiness. When I read that, I kind of fall like, no, I thought, it's in Tibetan, it's not in English or Sanskrit, it's in Tibetan, I'm just reading that. Can't put my head together, so even though I studied the old men's years, so I was like, wow, maybe time to do purification practice. Maybe time to do 1 million frustrations like sleep. She did more than, how many, 1 million? 1.5 million? Almost. Huh? Yeah, see, we do have people who do practice and still also finish 1 million postures. That's full-length postures. That's not easy. Walking and doing postures. You know? So, Lama Tsongkhapa reading the text, it's not like this. He's reading some new text, you know, that never been read. He's reading the text and could not understand, you know. So, then Manjushri advised that should go to do long purification practice. Lama Tsongkhapa did how many millions of prostrations and millions of mantra offering. Reread the same books, saw emptiness. Reread the same book, saw emptiness. So, try to memorize something not able to memorize, you know. If you manage to memorize something, if you manage to start to think about meaning, fall asleep. When you watch a movie, wide awake, immediately start thinking about emptiness. When you try to meditate, not able to actualize any realization. What is happening? Something is happening. According to Manjushri's advice, what is happening is you need to do more purification practice. What it means? It means, you know, reading about emptiness, that is purification. You know, going around the stupa, that's purification, you know. Don't think, okay, posture is the only way, you know, but Lama Tsongkhapa did, you know, so very happy that he still follow Lama Tsongkhapa's footsteps, you know, so I encourage her, you know, so then I even the printed advice, some point that probably she is not about to give up, but, you know, she don't see much better. Then I printed this out. Manjushri gave to Lama Tsongkhapa, so I printed that and put it in the frame, one frame, and offered to her. That's something she can see. Then I didn't make this up. The Manjushri said that to who? To Lama Tsongkhapa. I didn't just make it up. I just made this friend give it to us. So, and she still has all her altar. So that probably motivated, you know. So it's hard. It's not easy, hard, you know. So we want everything now. Nothing happened now. Then we just give up, you know. Like Afanga went to retreat in the mountains, in the cave. 12 years, you know, 12 years, the first 3 years, even no one good dreams. Not talking about one day or a week-long retreat, it's not like a week-long retreat. It's like 3 years, even nothing, one good dreams, you know. Came out, so they saw all kinds of things, you know, somebody's like, there's a different version of stories about, you know, and then kind of motivated, you know, if that process, that, you know, sometimes so, like, old woman holding a piece of metal and with a piece of fabric, rubbing that metal. I then asked, what are you doing? And she says, turning this metal into needle. With a soft cloth, the fabric, and how long? Probably takes for 4 or 5 lifetimes to turn the needle. But she's not giving up. Who knows? Could be Bodhisattva manifested like that. Who knows? I thought, oh, that person, that lady has that much determination to turn this piece of metal into needle with this soft cloth. Me being there 3 years, nothing. She went in again. 3 years, nothing happens. The 6 years. It came out, then again, you know, like, so, what is it, like, yeah, something like that incident, but then, huh? Oh, something like that, you know, bird's feather going again, again, and kind of makes the rock kind of smooth. So feather, you know, just every day, you know, not just, so then went. Then finally, she came out, give up, came out, 12 years, now they have to give up, really give up, came out, and saw the one dog, you know, like, the part of the body is like eaten by maggots, you know, just, and that moment Asanga really felt, not just understood, felt compassion, not hard, not just understood. Oh, poor dog, blah, 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 not like that. Felt, you know, really felt compassion to that. And dogs kind of like mean and kind of barking. And even not able to like stand up and dragging half of the body. Then Asanga really felt compassion at that moment. You know, see, that moment purified all the negative karma, probably right there, just felt. You know, it turns out probably that is like probably manifested by Maitreya Buddha. So then, now thinking to help the dog and save all the maggot. So then probably decided to cut some of the piece of meat from his leg. That's what he decided and put then. Then decided to take the maggot out of tank. Or if he touch it, it'll kill them, you know. So then couldn't touch, you know, for that. Look, open eye, the Maitreya Buddha was right there, standing right there. You know. So then probably cry, you know, so how come that you just showing up? I just give up, sir. And he give up, you know, retreat, so he's now going home for good. So then he's kind of complaining, probably, why he didn't show up in the beginning, you know. In the beginning, Maitreya Buddha was around because he can't see, because his mind is all kind of like, what is it, screw up, as look, stirred up, you know, with all kind of thought, probably all, you know, so he's the brother of the Vasubandhu who wrote this Treasure of Knowledge. Their brother. So probably his brother is very smart, so probably he wants to defeat his brother by debating. So that's why probably he went to retreat to see some God. So So anyway, you know, that moment he really felt, you know, really felt. You know. So, hard to say, you know. Says, oh, 3 eons, the eons are married, hard to say. You know, so like, who knows? So hard to say, you know. You could, there's possibilities, you know. It's always in the mind, a good thing. Oh, it will take eons, eons. May not take eons, eons. It may take 6 years or 3 years. Who knows? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Huh? So, all my friends here, so we just need to, I say, if we think our emptiness is the way to go to cut all the root of problems, if we think, so then, you know, it's time to read about emptiness, maybe think about emptiness, maybe, you know, throughout the day, you know. If you are doing Sikshashin Guru Yoga, so it's already covered. But, you know, as I said, just mumbling the word like me, you're not going to see emptiness. You need to read and think, and we need to think. That means meditation. You need to think about emptiness. Oh. So, so, now it's time over, so then I just want to say this one word. Nyamsha is a meditative ego voice. Nyamsha. Jetop is like post meditations, that's called Jetop. Nyamsha, meditative ego voice, that means you are deep into meditation, meditative ego voice. Nyamsha, Nangwatavitoni means emptiness like space. Emptiness, space, you know. And that, during that period, what do you see? You see emptiness. What it looks like, it doesn't look like a book, it doesn't look like any touchable object. It looks like space. You know, when you lay down in the park, nice day, and look up, what do you see? You see something, what do you see? Space. Nothing, space. That's exactly, when you measure it, that's what you see. That's called emptiness, like space. You don't see any conventional reality at all. You just see space, clear space. That's what it looks like. That's emptiness. You don't see any conventional. When you rose out of that meditations, then you are, it's called post meditations. Then you see things. You know, like everybody else, you see things. Huh? So, Jetup, Jumatap, it is this, you have this kind of like concentrations or mindfulness or concentrations that like illusions, you know, like illusions, you don't take anything very seriously, like illusions. Jetup means post meditation. Jumatap, it is this, concentration like illusions. Concentration like illusions. Why it's called like illusion? That's very important to understand. Why it's called like illusion? It's not illusion. It is real. It is real. It's not illusion, but it's a like illusion. Why it's called like illusion? The way it exists, the way it appears, is different. It's different. You see, it's different. You know. Magicians were decided to create elephant out of a piece of wood. They just created, what do you see? You see elephant. You don't see wood, you see elephant. Huh? What is it? It is a piece of wood. That's called illusions. It's not, what you see is not what it is. What you don't see, what you see is not what it is. What you see is not it was. What you see is not it was. What it was is you don't see. This is called illusions. That is illusion, right? That's illusions. It is like illusions. It is like illusions. So it appears as a something solid, independent, inherent. That's not how they exist. No. That's the post meditation. That's what you see. You know, like it looks like. It's perception. It's just label. It's just perception. Not just It is perception. It's perceptions based on level. There's not inherent good. There's not inherent beauty. What do you call the beauty? Is the B out of the eye? Beauty.
Huh?
Beauty is in the eye of the holder.
Beauty is in the eye
of holder. Eye of beholder. So I probably tried to learn that word with C many times. I failed, so probably take a couple of eons to learn that. So you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's not just beauty, everything. It's not just beauty, it's everything. What it indicates, it basically perceptions, individual perceptions. You know? Levels, you know? Levels, you know? Levels on the valid base. You can't just, oh, this is bread. This is not bread. When you say this is bread, then you don't, you are not considered as a seeing emptiness. You are considered as a crazy. You know, you are going out of your mind. This is not bread. This is wood. It's not bread. So there's no valid base. No, now I can call anything. It's just level. No, no. That's not how it works. Everything is a valid base. So, Nyamshamma, what I told you, the Jodo Jumadu, oh, so that's why it's called like illusion. This is like dream. Like dream. Oh. Like dream. Oh. Okay, so I'm going to stop here now. Everybody's problem. Most of people can't even walk. So now, Friday night, so you know, time to relax. So, anyway, so now, you start up emptiness. You are going to liberate soon. You'll be liberated soon.
Geshe-la, for the discussion, what would you like us to... For discussion tonight?
What would you like to discuss? Ashwila, what would you like to discuss? What do you think is important to discuss? You tell me.
I'm not sure. I mean, you've certainly talked a lot about how the Heart Sutra is structured, which part refers to which path.
Yeah, that's also good to discuss. Of.
And of course you've talked a lot about how it's like an illusion, how things are like an illusion.
Middle way, right? Middle way, free from true extreme view. Oh, don't say nothing exists, nothing matters. It does matter. Things does matter. You know, that's nihilism, the one stream view. Or don't superimpose, super exaggerate, you know. That's another extreme view. Middle way. Balance, the middle way. Oh. So, middle way, you know, middle way. Oh. So then please think about this, you know. The four-point analysis. If you want to do meditation, so that's how it's been meditation on emptiness been done. No, same instruction. There's no some secret instructions that's only available for certain people. No, that's not true. Same instruction used by Lama Tsongkhapa. Same instruction used by many, many masters, you know, who see emptiness. His Holiness Dalai Lama. Four-point analysis. This is the way to meditate on emptiness. So begin with self. You know, so all the problems occur not able to identify the true self. There's a lot of mistakes. You know, then clinging on something that's been built on no solid ground is just self-grasping mind. You know, the mind that grasps so tight on self, which is like exaggerated. So then, you know, you need to analyze that. So, four-point analysis, if you learn that, it's not that difficult. If you learn that, it may not make sense to you right away, but, you know, doing one time is not enough. If it's enough, Lama Tsongkhapa, first time, Lama Tsongkhapa, same emptiness. So reading the same books, you know. Reread. Your understanding will go deeper. Reread, you know, emptiness. Because it's hard to understand. Bodhicitta is easy to understand, hard to practice. Emptiness is hard to understand, not that difficult to practice compared to bodhicitta. No? So then, you know, that is powerful purification practice. If you think about emptiness, it purifies. It purifies. Okay? Yeah. 4-point analysis. This is very important if you want to meditate, okay? Yeah, thank you very much. Huh? We don't need class, we are liberated. Everybody is so emptiness now. Do we need class? I don't think. Maybe for at least 2 week break. Friday, 2 week break. Huh? Yeah. What do you think? Like, this is a democratic country. It's like majorities. I don't mind at all coming every Friday. I don't mind. No, I have nothing to do.
So no more on the Heart Sutra then?
The Heart Sutra is finished now.
We're done with
this one. Yeah, Heart Sutra is complete.
Where's our test?
Huh?
Where's our test?
Your test?
There's no test in the
room. I'm volunteering.
Mm. So, so you discuss, yeah, because there's no email, you can talk through email, or?
Yeah,
you discuss. If you tell me come, I'll come. So, no problem, so, okay? Yeah, or then, you decide the topic, what topic you'll learn. Or like maybe it makes sense, you know, next to a Friday, come here, even though I'm not here, do meditation on 4-point analysis. You can alternate and lead. You know, as I said, very purpose of study is to put it in practice. So even somebody leads and then people will, if they don't read, they can read by ear. Somebody said they read by ear. So maybe that's good things to not do. Because the main subject is emptiness. So then after the class, then you meditate maybe next to Friday. Come here and meditate. No, that it has to be, you know, like 30 minutes. That's not good. Like, say, just 10 minutes. Just meditate on 4 points. And this is just explained and guided them. So then short meditation. And multiple people can lead. You know, okay. So then that's good. So then, you know, class is finished, then some form of meditation has been done. So then that's good. So then think about another class. Next to Friday, I think that's good to meditate on emptiness. As a group, always, you know, helps, you know, powerful. Okay. I will nap.
Okay, so let's do a full dedication to dedicate the whole class. So we'll start on page 235 and do the first 4 stanzas. Gewadi nyu du da la ma sangge dru gyone dro chi Dehi sala gupasho Janchu sancho rinpoche Ma ke panan ke gyurchi Ke wanyan pa me paya Gone gondu pelwasho Janpel pa woji tar kempada Kuntu zampo deyan dejinte De da kungi jesu da lo chir, ge wa di da tam che rag tu ngô. Du sun she pe gya wa tam che ki, ngô wa gyan la cho tu ngā pa de. Da gi ge we tsa wa di kung kyang, zang po cho chir rag tu ngô wa gi. And then if you turn to page 244 and 245, we'll do the long life prayers. Gari rawe korwe jinkam dir, pandan dewa malu juwene, Chen raisi wan ten zin gya tso yi, zha pe si te bar du ten gyur chi. Jonu yi en an la wan jor tu, awa ta re sen ba ratso pa, lo sang gya we de to le pel sho, zha ze gen gyur lama sol wa de. Tu tsu zhang jin zhang yun gel we. Tenzin kun yawe kuzo do porze Chozo kuwe lehun tuju Pahada so du je gondu jab ten shob. And then Green Tara's mantra for Geshe-la's and Geshe's hung pose long, happy, healthy life. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. So maybe one short announcement. So I'm going to talk to Donna C. and Jill so before you leave, so I just want to share with you. So Tibetan representative, His Holiness Dalai Lama, or Tibetan government, you know, from New York, or maybe Washington D.C., I'm not sure, coming here to visit tiny Tibetan community here, but we don't have organization. Every state, wherever there's Tibetan people, they have organization, they create organizations. But so far, we don't have leaders or within our Tibetan community. So he's coming to visit the Tibetan communities, the tiny community here, so to His Holiness, Tibetan government representative. So I'm going to be here March 26th, which is Saturday, and I'm thinking the Sunday, the 27th, I'm requesting him to give some talk about Tibet. If you are interested about, you know, what's the current situations about Tibet and Tibetan cause, where we are, you know. So if you are interested, then welcome to come on 27th, Sunday. So I'm going to request, Gisha was talking to him back and forth, so to give some, like, talks about Tibet and issues, if you are interested, on March 27th.